Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the return of Monday Night Fallout. With your hosts, Real KB, Double L, Loverboy Langloy, Minister of Sinister, and T-Rock Plutonium. And now, the return of Monday Night Fallout.
Isn't that time once again for Monday Night Fallout? I am T-Rock Plutonium, the only sign-spinning luchador and proud member of the United Wrestling Alliance roster. And on the line with me is another member of the United Wrestling Alliance roster and on his way to maybe becoming head booker. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome from the Lake of Fire, Minister of Sinister.
That's right, T-Rock. And let me tell you something. From the Lake of Fire I rose, and nobody has dared speak one word to me since. Between heaven and hell opened up and it prevented me. It prevented me, T-Rock, from appearing to reveal my intentions for the Booker battle that I am so honored to be a part of. But no matter, as the devils at Blog Talk Radio wouldn't let a show air without the master of all evil, I have booked the greatest legends from around the world, Rob Tyson, Eric Viveros, 3MB Guy, and more. I have even resurrected Fallout tonight, and tonight only. And now, I shall rule the UWA. Diablo Toro, you are nothing but a minion. I am the Minister of Judgment. I am the Minister of Vengeance. I am the Minister of Sinister. And I will send you back to the end of the line, deep into the burning lake of fire. My ministry shall reign forever. That's what I'm going to say about that.
All right. Well, anyway, so we're back. We are waiting on Real KV. And so I'm reading up on Raw because I haven't watched it. And let me tell you something. For those of you who don't know this show, we used to be on the TGTS radio network, and now we're on the World Generation Podcast Network, which is great. But I stopped watching the WWE when Roman Reigns became – well, I don't know. Was he champion? I don't remember. We might have done a WrestleMania show a year ago or whatever, but – now we got a new home. We're here.
We've done shows here and there. Yeah, we've done shows here and there.
So KV calling in tonight will depend and tell us if this show will continue. But right now, the United Wrestling Alliance is giving this platform. So before we get to Raw, though, right, we should speak a little about WrestleMania weekend. Now, Minister of Sinister, I did not get a chance to see the event or any of the event, because I don't give a fuck. However, you know what happened. So please take the fans out there, and you can go to Facebook and like our page, United Wrestling Alliance page, or the Monday Night Fallout page. It's still there, I think. And if you notice, the logo of Monday Night Fallout is now the Armageddon Championship, which is great. We appreciate that. Hollywood Tony P, who, of course, was in charge of the IWC, brought the Armageddon champion. Were you ever Armageddon champion, Minister?
Man, I've had so many championships, I don't even know.
I don't think I ever was. I know I was the IWC World Heavyweight Champion, and Spirit Squad Nikki and I were the tag champions. I don't know if I ever became legend champion. I know you were a world champion, too. See, that's the thing, guys. We're world we're former champions. Like, I held the title for so long. And then the tag team, and those were the days until we got firebombed and the elephants had to run across the street, fucking the riots. Remember the riots? Remember the riots and the fucking, and Jamari? What the fuck happened to him? But anyway, so you saw WrestleMania. And while we wait for the real KV to grace us with his presence, or the ever cock-loving Jamari to grace us with his presence, please give us a rundown of WrestleMania weekend.
So I did watch both nights of WrestleMania. However, Saturday night is a bit of a blur. I mean, it's a complete blur. I'm not going to lie. It's a complete fucking blur. So I couldn't tell you what happened Saturday night. Sunday night, I was in recovery. So, I did watch Sunday night a little bit more closely. So I do know what happened there on Sunday. But night one was
in recovery.
Yeah, I was in recovery Saturday. And that's because I took in a baseball game for the Triple A League down here in Houston and went and watched the Sugarland Space Cowboys take a beating, actually, against Las Vegas. But that's another story for another day. And speaking of, I will be at Friendly Fire Cigar this weekend on Saturday. I'm booked there early in the morning, so come check me out there Saturday at Friendly Fire Cigar, 1905 South Derry, Ashley.
See, I got a really nice humidor, so, you know, if you wanted to send me a box of cigars or a nice cigar, you can, and I have a humidor, a really nice one, too. Yeah. I got it off of Temu. It was great. Temu is, Temu is wonderful, and I'll be on Temu all night long. Did you know that Drew McIntyre is going to be starting a program with what, CM Punk? And apparently, it looks like even though McIntyre won the title for 5 seconds last night as a former champion, he's losing to the likes of Jey Uso and Ricochet. Please, continue.
Well,
WrestleMania weekend,
event,
you got drunk.
Main event Jey Uso now. You know, he's main event Jey Uso with the whole Yeet thing. And he's got the crowd really on fire out there.
He's the number one contender now, right? So he's going to face Cody, right?
Yeah.
Cody's first.
Yeah, I would imagine. Let me
tell
you
something
about
this. What kind of shit is that? Didn't it take like 1,000 finishers to kill Roman? Like with Jey Uso isn't a Roman. Jey Uso isn't Roman Reigns. Jey Uso is half a Reigns. Jey Uso isn't even the Reigns. He's more like the shit coming out of his ass.
Yeah, he's completely mortal. But this program with CM Punk and Drew McIntyre, I saw, I guess, part of the beginning of it here recently on an episode of Monday Night Raw, and I have not been keeping up with it at all. But maybe this last month I watched here and there, not even fully aware or what have you, for certainly not sober, but I digress. So I knew a little bit of what was going on, but CM Punk had a great promo with Drew McIntyre. I want to say it was last week. He was talking about how he hated the way he used shoe polish on his beard. He's got that dark-ass beard. He's all glistening. Yeah, he said it was shoe polish. And then he accused him of wearing, 2-inch lifts.
Oh, no. It's 2 inches too much. It's too much. You got to wear 1 inch. The 1-inch lifts are much better.
He really went in on him. So, you know how there's always a little bit of truth into some of these promos. He really laid it on, you know, he came at him hard with the truths, the negative truths, the not-so-pretty truths.
All right, so the first night of WrestleMania, what was the big news that came out? Cody and Seth lost. What else happened besides you getting drunk?
So I remember the first match because, you know, it was the first match and I was only 5 in at the time. But it was Rhea Ripley defeating Becky Lynch. Becky Lynch had on a thong bikini or some type of thong, you know. She was showing all her ass, you know. Every freaking bit of it, all right? You can see her freaking ass. But anyway, Rhea Ripley ended up beating her, and that's about all I remember. After that, I'm looking at the card right now. I'm missing all this other shit.
It's night two. I don't want a night two. Fuck night one then. Roman Reigns has an orchestra lead. He gives a shit. Paul Hogan versus Randy Orton. So Paul Hogan Reigns versus Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. Oh, so Paul Hogan versus, that was the United States Championship. Paul Hogan versus Randy Orton. And Paul Hogan, who won? Paul Hogan?
Paul Hogan. Oh, yeah, Logan Paul. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Paul
that
Hogan.
Guy.
Paul Hogan.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. So, yeah, and that guy
won.
Is actually the real deal, man.
Paul Hogan?
He's the real deal, man. I like watching that guy. He had some guy called I Show Steve. It was apparently some top internet sensation or some type of shit. And he ended up taking a beating from Randy Orton when he pulled out Logan Hogan from the ring to prevent him from taking a beatdown from the snake. Then the snake ended up getting pissed off and went outside and ended up attacking this I Show Speed character, pulled off his costume, put him up on top of the table, and gave him a hard RKO on the table. Very, very hard. Like he was
whoa, 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 whoa. Sideshow Steve?
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. I Show Speed is the guy's name. I could hear them saying it, but I couldn't figure out what they were saying. And eventually, I'm reading it right now, and it's I Show Speed. So if you Google I Show Speed, it's some character.
So is this the same Paul Hogan?
YouTube sensation.
This isn't the Paul Hogan that's going to face Mike Tyson, right? Is this the same
Paul
Hogan?
His brother. He's got a brother.
Paul Hogan's got a brother. Fred Hogan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Logan Hogan.
the Hogan family.
Some shit, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, he's got a brother that's like a real deal, you know.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's going to get killed by Tyson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He will. And hopefully Tyson bites his ear off. I mean, I'm all about it. I'm thinking about going to this fight. Just to see if Tyson's going to bite his ear off.
I've watched like six of his fights when I was younger. And I remember going to the party and everybody was drinking and there was food and the fight was about to start and everybody was like, yeah, and then 10 seconds later, it's like, okay, done. The fight is over. And it was just all pomp and circumstance. And so Mike Tyson just murdered somebody in the middle of the ring, this poor white guy. Anyway, let me ask you this, Minister of Sinister. I'm looking at this now. Why in the hell is AJ Styles coming back to lose to LA Knight? I know you're supposed to put over the younger talent. But is this the rub that LA Knight needed? And another thing, I don't give a fuck who you are. What a dumbass name.
I mean, LA Knight, this guy was, what was he, something like Eli Drake way back in his TNA Impact days. Always knew he had it in him to be a star. AJ Styles getting beat down by him. Apparently, they got into a real altercation during some point over WrestleMania weekend. And LA Knight, fucked up his nose. He fucked up AJ Styles' nose, apparently, or something. I got to look into that. It's something I heard, and it's not something
I've
confirmed.
Listen, anybody who uses the name of a fucking city as their name, any moron who puts a friggin' name of a city before their fucking name is a fucking moron. No offense to the owner of the United Wrestling Alliance, Hollywood, Tony P. And so moving on. What an asshole. Snoop Dogg, guest commentary. Bubba Ray
Goodness, he was awful. Just fucking awful, man. And then he goes up in the ring and announces the crowd, how many people there were both nights and blah, blah, blah. And it's just awful. And he's still hanging on to fucking gin and juice. That's like, he's a one-trick pony, man. Still hanging on to gin and juice. Don't get me wrong. I love Snoop Dogg. You know, that whole album was badass. And then he had a few things after that. But, I mean, it's 1920 fucking four now. And he's still hanging on.
1924, it is. It's 1924.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's 1924, man.
Fuck yeah.
It's 1924, damn it.
Somebody
I said
get
so.
You some color.
It's time for him to put
color.
Up some new shit, man.
fuck, man. So, listen, Damian Priest cashing in on Drew McIntyre. Drew McIntyre beating Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins losing two nights in a row. Two nights in a row. And then Drew McIntyre, only for a second, to lose to Damian Priest. What are your thoughts on this, Minister of Sinister?
Well, the thing about Seth Rollins losing two nights in a row, I mean, this character that he has is so over the top. He doesn't need to win. Not even at WrestleMania. This guy is just, he has everybody, you know, singing his praises and the whole thing. He doesn't need to win. So whoever got these rubs, good for them. Who pinned him? Let's see.
Damian Priest is the new world.
Yeah. Okay, so Seth Rollins lost the title to Drew McIntyre.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing you know, CM Punk, or Drew McIntyre is out there getting inside CM Punk, in CM Punk's face, right? CM Punk was on commentary. And so then CM Punk calls him out and says, hey, man, what are you doing bringing me into this? This moment's about you. He was over there saying that he stole his moment or some shit. So anyway, the next thing you know, Drew McIntyre takes his eyes off of CM Punk, and CM Punk sweeps him off the fucking table. And beats him down for a little bit, and then Damian Priest comes out, cashes in, boom, new champion. Drew McIntyre had the title for all 3 minutes. It was wonderful.
Good on you, Drew. Way to be a company man. And okay, so that, and oh no, WrestleMania, the main event, of course. There was a match where Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes and apparently Cena and The Undertaker. Where was Stone Cold? And what the hell is going on with the simple fact that we need to get a new title because it still looks like mustard and urine mixed together? Minister, Undertaker, for a second.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. There is no better title than the UWA title. And I plan on becoming UWA champion one day soon. But first, Diablo Toro, I will become head booker. And then, and only then, as champion. That's right, I've said it. Right here on Fallout, I will book myself as champion because I am the champion of champions. I am the Minister of Sinister, damn it. So
Roman Reigns and The Rock and all this bullshit. Cody finally finished.
So everybody came out. Everybody and their mother came out. Actually, I was expecting Mama Rhodes to come out too. And she did. Ultimately, she reared her ugly face in there after, you know, her precious son Cody defeated Roman Reigns, the longest reigning champion of the modern era, with Paul Heyman, by the way. By pinfall right there, the middle of the ring, 1, 2, 3. The Bloodline Rules match, and of course, it was a new undisputed WWE champion. The story ended for Cody Rhodes because this whole time, it had been about finish the story. Apparently, he's been around for 2 years now. He was booked to become champion last year. He got some kind of injury or something. I don't know.
And the story finished.
Off, whatever the hell. Yeah. So this year, it finished. They finally finished it. Tonight, watching, you know, Raw in preparation for the show, it's revealed that now The Rock will be back for Cody Rhodes. And it's a new story.
It's a new story. Well, honestly, when I hear someone say, hey, you finished the story, and I'm like, okay, good. I don't have to care about that person anymore. Now, I understand everybody should be saying, oh, no, Cody Rhodes should have always won. Should have. I just think Damian Priest should have cast in on Cody Rhodes. Because that would have made it just...
Oh, that would have been epic.
Damian Priest could have been the chicken shit heel running from Cody and have the entire Judgment Day guarding him from Cody Rhodes. And then you have Cody having to team up with the Samoans in order to go faction against faction, and that would elevate the Judgment Day instead of having Jey Uso now being the champion. And we're going to be treated with wonderful matches between Jey Uso and Cody Rhodes as main eventing. And I'm as tall as Cody and taller than Jey Uso, but whatever. That's, I could be main eventing WrestleMania 2, but that's okay. I main evented WrestleMania 3 and 4, so you can't argue with that. And I am now in the United Wrestling Alliance, and I am a former world champion, but I'd like my get my hands on Hollywood Tony P's belt as well. So maybe we'll you might want to try to book yourself as the title, but I know Anon. We go way back, Anon. I might have a JP coming. JP might be coming back. He might. He just might. All right, so that's WrestleMania.
That's where we're at. Cody Rhodes is the champion, and I threw up a little bit. I gotta say, I threw up a little bit in my mouth when he defeated Roman Reigns. It was disgusting.
So what would you give WrestleMania as a review, a rating out of what? We do five, right? Out of five, or we do out of 10?
We typically do out of 10. So I
will. All right, let's do out of 10. What do you think? The rest, the whole, you do night one, night two, and then as a whole.
So, yeah, don't get me wrong. From what I saw, I was entertained. So, yeah, it's a good rating. There's a lot of it that I don't remember. You know, even the match with now I'm seeing that they call themselves the Pride. And this is Bobby Lashley and Angelo Dawkins and Montez Ford. Against Karrion Kross and those two other guys with some other people.
Oh, I get it. He's carrying a cross. Oh.
Yeah, carrying a cross. The final testament is what they're called. Yeah, these people, they're not entertaining at all.
He's carrying a cross.
Not entertaining at all, man.
My balls are
itchy. They had a Philadelphia street fight. And Bubba Ray Dudley was the special guest referee for this one. And
was he
so then
the
they
glass?
Had the feel good. Yeah. He took him out at the end, you know, when they were doing the whole get the table, splitting the legs of one of the bad guys. And Babyface has won this match. Highly entertaining. So it was entertaining as a whole. And I was completely swerved, actually, by some of the storylines. This whole thing with Seth Rollins appearing in two nights. I thought it was a good production. So I'm going to give it a 7.5 out of 10.
7.5 out of 10. That's a pretty good rating. I mean, it's a WrestleMania, though. So, but you didn't answer my question. What happened to Stone Cold? You would think that would be a great face-off. Like, Stone Cold said he wouldn't come back unless there was good money or to do business. Now, I get it. It's a one-off. You come in and you play that. You stare him down. But here's the question, right?
What?
You could tease that. You could tease Rock and Stone Cold.
What?
I mean, why not? Why would put him in a steel cage? In a steel cage is the easiest place to wrestle, and you know it, because in a steel cage, you don't have to do anything in a steel cage. It's really just nothing. Steel cage is just about violent against the cage, and it's very bouncy.
I mean, Rock is still in great shape, man. He's still in great physical specimen. He could carry Stone Cold in a match. I'm very sure.
I would have a street fight. A Zamboni fight or a street fight or something stupid.
A street fight where they don't have to do shit but go out there and beat each other down for a little bit.
Yeah, but they don't have to take bumps. See, that's the key, taking bumps. They could smack each other with whatever, but in a street fight, you're going to take one or two bumps max. You're not going down. You're not going to take more than one. I'm guessing at Judgment at the Junkyard, and if you guys don't know out there, Judgment at the Junkyard is the United Wrestling Alliance's new pay-per-view-ish type of thing. and it's for the Armageddon Championship, and Sid the Last Don Luciano is going after Jayzilla in a junkyard match. And I'm telling you, I don't care how much either one of those men want that title, neither one is going to be wanting to roll around in the ground of a junkyard.
Truth be told, Stone Cold didn't show up because I didn't book him.
I know, but wouldn't that have been better than The Undertaker? It's overbooked already, right? Wouldn't it be better?
Oh, it was completely overbooked, man. That moment with all those guys coming out, it was too over the top. But then you got to think, oh, well, so it's WrestleMania 40. I can see why the milestone and the whole nostalgia shit that they were going for. They achieved it.
You know what I want to see? I want to see Owen Hart's corpse being lowered down the rafters.
Yeah, stop it. Get the fuck out of here.
His bones just... Oh, here he comes. Finally into the Hall of Fame.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
he descends like he's supposed to. I'm sorry. I love Owen Hart. He's great. Owen, I'm just kidding. He knows I'm kidding.
No. He's not great, man. They said... Don't get me started on Owen Hart. I don't want to be classy.
All right. I won't get you started. So here's what we'll do. We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Monday Night Raw and wait for KV. But I think he was just jiving us and making us do this show. But I don't really care because we're not really to, like, if we do this show again, we'll just talk about regular wrestling or whatever the hell we want, really. But
we always do anyway.
We always do anyway. So before we go to the break, though, I wanted to let everybody know about the shows that are coming up on the World Generation Podcast Network. Wednesday, of course, you can join Chuck Amuck, Hollywood Tony P, the United World Champion.
No, it's Chucky Pigskin. Chucky Pigskin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know so many Chucks. I get them all confused. I know Chuck Amuck. I know this guy named Chuck Wilde. They're just all assholes, really. They're just all pieces of shit. Anyway, so yeah, Chucky Pigskin, Hollywood Tony P, and his father. And then on Thursday, this week in the United Wrestling Alliance, and apparently Anon has a message, and your friend Diablo Toro, who you are going against in Booker Battles, will be guest on that show with Hollywood Tony P. So tune into that.
I will tune in very closely, Diablo.
Very closely. If you want to call it, call the number. Call in numbers 515-605-9753. I am T-Rock Plutonium. This is Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network. We'll be right back after this.
Signing up to join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
Enlist yourself in the best wrestling news, wrestling opinion, and of course, the best wrestling commentators in the history of mankind. Grab your gear and join
WrestleCorp.
Sit yourself down in the gorilla position and come join the fight to make wrestling a worldwide phenomenon. Join
WrestleCorp, WrestleCorp.com.
From bell to bell. Are you ready?
So you want to talk about politics, right? But you also want to talk about bears and some other newsworthy items you may have missed.
Well, hey, join me, Chuck Amuck, and the Unusual Suspects as we get down and dirty on the Full Tilt Philly Show, a show where we talk about some of the craziest things going on in the Beltway and beyond. The Boogie. That's Friday night, right here on the World Generation Podcast Network. Check your local news.
Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands. If you believe in parties, re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony B. Party is his middle name. President Mr. Hollywood Tony P's party platform means doing more jobs, better recreation, bigger civic improvements, and lower taxes. On Election Day, cast your vote for a proven champion. Re-elect President Mr. Hollywood Tony P. Remember, fellow citizens, the future is in your hands.
Friendly Fire Cigars. Come on in and enjoy the game. Come on in and relax with friends. Come on in and light them up at Friendly Fire Cigars, where they carry top brands such as Arturo Puente, DAO, Romeo and Julieta, Avo, Monte Cristo, Ashton, and many, many more. Friendly Fire Cigars, where they have amenities such as comfortable leather seating, 4 HDTVs with 4 separate cable receivers, Netflix, Wi-Fi, cigar locker rental, patio seating, and much, much more. Where do you want to go? Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire, Friendly Fire Cigars. 1905 South Derry Ashford. Friendly Fire Cigars. Get there.
Generation Podcast Network. Please like us on Facebook at World Generation or on Twitter at World Generation Podcast. And now back to the show.
Everyone to Monday Night Fallout on the World Generation Podcast Network, sponsored by the United Wrestling Alliance. And the United Wrestling Alliance has a couple great spectacles coming up. If you didn't see the Armageddon, the Battle of Armageddon, first ever Armageddon champion at the UWA, Armageddon champion was crowned, and that was in the graveyard. You can go back to our page, Facebook, United Wrestling Alliance, where you can find it there. And, of course, Booker Battles is coming, Minister of Sinister, versus the 2022 champion of the ring, Diablo Toro. And that is going to be great. And, of course, Judgment at the Junkyard is coming. And that is, of course, the next challenge for the Armageddon champion, Sid the Last Don Luciano. And it's going to take place in a junkyard. So a lot of stuff is going on. And Thunder Brawl coming for the UWA World Heavyweight Championship, the United World Championship, as it is called. And we'll see who Anon chooses to be in that five-person match. We'll see more of that as on we go. All right. Off to Raw.
And then, and so breaking news also, this Friday, join Chuck Amuck and them over there at Full Tilt Boogie. It's Friday night. I believe it's 9 p.m. Central that they're doing. And it's going to, Chuck Amuck plans to reveal his new, and what does he call those guys? The Unusual Suspects. Yeah. That's coming up this Friday night. Chuck Amuck reveals the new cast of Unusual Suspects on the Full Tilt Boogie Show. Check your local listings. Yeah.
Well, would you look at that? The World Generation Podcast Network apparently has shows every day for anybody who wants to see them, almost every day, really. But, you know, who knows? All right, so let's get to Raw results. I'm pretty sure KB was just bullshitting with both of us, but who cares? Because the show is back.
Obviously.
The show is back, and I'm not upset about it. All right, it's I don't know. Did you watch? You didn't watch any Raw, so we can't really see if it felt like the Raw after WrestleMania. It's very interesting.
I did it. I watched enough of it to say that I mean, the feeling was there, but not really. Like, I've seen better. To me, I've seen better. They said that this was the most attended Raw after WrestleMania in the history of Raws after WrestleMania. And so,
where's the surprises? Where's the, you know, isn't there always someone?
Yeah, we didn't have
back?
That. We didn't have very much of that. We didn't have of that. So, yeah. And at the beginning, it was just a bunch of whole, you know, Triple H coming out and, you know, getting his love and whatnot.
Glad handing. Look at it. They're glad handing.
Yeah.
He glad handed him.
Hobnobbing. Yeah, all that shit. Cody Rhodes coming out. They played a package for him. He's tearing up, all out of character, making me fucking sick. Okay? Just making me. I threw up a little bit in my mouth right there, hearing all that shit. You know what it is, right?
I do know what it is, exactly.
Of course you do. It's a bunch of horse shit. And it made me sick, T-Rock.
Looks like mustard. It doesn't look like gold. It looks like mustard. Mustard. Look at that.
Piss and mustard.
It looks ugly. It looks yellow, and he needs to change it. Now, do you think he's going to? Because remember when he won the Intercontinental title way back, he changed it to the classic design.
Right.
I'm guessing he goes for a winged eagle look, or maybe he goes for a Ric Flair type of WCW title, because Dusty held that one. Dusty held the WCW title, not the World Heavyweight Championship, because when he came to WWE, he got put in polka dots and was made to dance like a fucking chicken.
Right.
He never sniffed a world title. Dusty Rhodes never sniffed. And you got The Rock sniffing a lot of... Well, you smell what he's cooking.
What about his corpse? Are they able to fucking bring it back?
No, but can't you see Owen Hart in his full attire? And the it just, it finally makes it to the ring. The entrance that
in a freaking bird suit.
Yeah, and then the gobbledygooker will come out, and there'll be an egg, and inside the egg, okay, get this, inside the egg. Is the remains of the Ultimate Warrior.
The world stop it. Oh, my goodness gracious. Somebody stop this guy.
T-Rock Plutonium is on a run. Listen.
Fuck.
I was in a plane crash. I crashed in the jungle. I fucking crawled out of the jungle and still became champion. Still fucking beat Raj. Well, he beat me after. But that was in a fatal four-way match. And listen. Alamino Casino, he was pretty good as champion, but I was the better champion. And Raging Raj Geary beat me to come out as the last ever IWC World Heavyweight Champion. Is the shamefulest thing I've ever seen. Raging Raj Geary. Well, look at him.
Tiger end up beating Raj?
He did, but then the Tiger shit out Raj. He came back. You know how Raj always, he's like a cockroach. Raj is a cockroach.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't kill him. You hang him from the ropes and come down. Here comes the cockroach. I think it was just more of a mauling, if I remember. The Tiger, and that was in the first ever Legend Series match in the IWC. I think that was when the Emperors of the Universe, we were still together. I don't think I was a singles competition. Me and Spirit Squad Nikki, I believe that the Emperors of the Universe, greatest tag team ever, by the way. Anyway, so Cody Rhodes, the title looks like shit. Cody Rhodes, The Rock comes out. Rock is coming after Cody Rhodes. So, but in the meantime, Cody gets to face Jey Uso. Now, if I'm supposed to believe that The Rock and Cody Rhodes are going to go one-on-one, I would think that Cody Rhodes would beat the fuck out of Jey Uso in like 10 seconds. If this match takes any longer than 10 seconds, why would I think then that Cody would have any chance against The Rock? And then he goes against The Rock and he would have to win shittily. He would have to win in a chicken shit way.
Shittily.
And they that's maybe the they do a day. Double turn. Maybe they do a double turn. Maybe that's what The Rock is trying to do. He's going to double turn with
shittily
Cody.
Shittily double turn. A shittily double turn. I love it.
It should work, though. Think about it. He can double turn by Cody Rhodes beating The Rock, like, cheatingly. But, you know, where he doesn't know that he did it cheatingly, right? But he really did. But he doesn't know. And then The Rock's getting madder and madder that he cheated and whatever, this and that. And they finally get to the point and, you know, Cody Rhodes is out in the ring and there's The Rock. And, you know, Cody and then out comes Roman Reigns. And Roman Reigns is standing there and Cody's standing there looking at Roman. And Rock is there and Rock gets up and then Roman and Cody beat the crap out of The Rock. Until The Rock is out, and then Cody Rhodes pins The Rock and raises the title and shakes hands with Roman Reigns as they go off the air. That's how you book it. I want in on your match. You're head booker. I was head booker. I know I was. T-Rock Plutonium will be added. I'm going to talk to Anon. Hey, let me call him on the phone. Let me call him on the phone. Here, you talk about, let's see what's next. Next is Ilya Dragunov.
You come in on this match.
Yes. Ilya.
I welcome you. Come into this match.
Ilya Dragunov and Shinsuke Nakamura. So somebody I've never heard of and Shinsuke Nakamura. And guess what? Shinsuke loses. Hey, asshole. No, I don't.
This
I'm not a
tonight.
Mean guy. Listen, asshole. Listen. Yes, I want in on the match, the Booker match. Yes, asshole.
No.
Yes, asshole, machines will rule us all. Yes. Yes, I am a big piece of shit. Okay. Thank you. Fucking asshole. You try talking to a computer who hates humans. It's ridiculous, man. Fuck.
My goodness.
We'll see what he says. What?
Yeah. We'll see what he says.
He told me to take it under advisement and go fuck myself because his drive is hard and he has to blow on it. I don't know. Anyway, first of all, who is Ilya Dragunov? And second, why is Shinsuke Nakamura still jobbing to some nobody on Raw after WrestleMania? Minister of Sinister.
Hey, let me ask you this, man. Does it have a little C in parentheses after that guy Dragunov's name?
No, why?
And I thought I saw this guy. There was a guy that came out tonight, but I don't know who he was fighting. It must have been Shinsuke. And it had some type of Russian name, I guess. He had a championship title or some shit.
Oh, he's the NXT champion. That's it.
Oh,
it wasn't for the NXT champion, but he is the NXT champion. And that's why he beat
I see,
him.
Yeah.
So that makes more sense.
He had some kind of title, but...
The NXT, but since we have no idea and I didn't care, like, I don't know who this guy is. He's the NXT champion. Great. You know who I know who's champion? The president, Mr. Hollywood Tony P. I know he's champion because he's been champion for 700 plus days. Undefeated, 26-0. I mean, he's racking up the victories. And, you know, now that Roman Reigns is no longer an undefeated champion, you know, the president and the United World Champion, Mr. Hollywood Tony P, is legitimate, and I don't know.
I believe that
guy,
it will be revealed that Mr. Hollywood Tony P is the anonymous general manager.
Yeah, okay. I've talked to both of them in the same room, and I do not think so. I'm telling you flat out. I talk to them all the time. Listen. That the two of them are on my speed dial, and it's just the conversations are ridiculous, I tell you. So, me and Hollywood hang out a lot too. Usually we're smoking weed, but you know, hey, that's why I like to get out of restaurants because we're not gonna, you know, get anybody down for smoke. Anyway, we hear from Judgment Day, Damian Priest, and Listen, Rhea Ripley, she is a beautiful woman, except when she's in the WWE ring. Why do they make all these women look hideous and ugly? Rhea Ripley is beautiful, and then the WWE puts in the ugly makeup and the ugly face. And the
Yeah, it's part of her look, I guess. And they all look like superheroes. Well, you know, the good guys look like superheroes, and
why isn't Finn Balor leading? Why doesn't Finn Balor have the title? Why is Finn Balor a lackey and Damian Priest is the one? Finn Balor is the he should be.
And you know he should, but they keep saying and they keep using the phrase "new era." And it's the Helmsley era. So it's the Hunter Hearst Helmsley era. This is his first era. And I gotta say it's subpar.
Finn Balor needs
better.
To be.
I expected better, but the better talent is at AEW.
I would say so. I would say that it's more grittier. So the Miz is a face with Truth and Cena. The three of them, it's very interesting because R-Truth can see Little Jimmy and no one can see Little Jimmy. And no one can see John Cena, and yet he is John Cena. And the Miz, well, he should be confused by all of it. If I was booking this when I become head booker of the United Wrestling Alliance, if I was booking this, I would have John Cena and R-Truth going back and forth with their ridiculousness about how R-Truth can't see John Cena. And John Cena's like, I'm right here. And then R-Truth turns to Little Jimmy and says, Little Jimmy, can you see Cena? And Jimmy's like, no. And then, you know, R-Truth's like, Little Jimmy said he can't see you. And he talks right to him. But you're looking right at me. Where are you? Who said that? And Miz is like, he's right the fuck there. You can see him. And that's how you book that. But of course, they steal from the United Wrestling Alliance all the time. So maybe they'll listen to this and steal that. 3-on-3 Judgment Day. Are you a fan of Judgment Day and Dominic Mysterio and his father-hating self?
This is one of those deals where I like some of the components in this group. Some of the guys, like I do like Rhea Ripley. I do like Damian Priest. And I do like Dirty Dominic Mysterio. And I also like Finn Balor, but they've added that other guy, and he's like with Finn Balor now, and they look like a couple of vanilla midgets in the ring, and it's not for me.
That's what you got to be nowadays is vanilla midgets, because, my God, I step into a ring here in Colorado, and, like, I am literally towering over all of these little cockroaches that are just cucarachas right around my feet, cucarachas. I am T-Rock Plutonium. Listen, you don't want to look under this mask, man. No, seriously, the plane crash scarred me. Like, these people don't understand what it feels like to be nearly burned and then have to walk through a fucking jungle. The only one who survived the plane crash. I had to eat the pilot. I had to eat the co-pilot. I had to eat the passengers. And then when the plane went down, I had no food.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do. All right, what's next? John Cena came out. Yeah, whatever. Roxanne Perez versus Indy Hartwell. Who the fuck is Roxanne Perez? Who is Indy Hartwell?
She's a little hottie. I saw her coming out, but that's about it. That's all I can say.
Looks like she is giving the stink face. Yeah, it looks like she shit her pants, the face. Sami Zayn! KV saw the message. He should call, but he's not going to. Let's see. Sami Zayn. He's the Intercontinental Champion.
Yeah. Would it bother this guy to fucking lift the weight every now and again? Is it too much for him to fucking lift the weight? Maybe once
His
a week?
His arms are tiny. He looks like string bean. Look at those string bean arms. String bean. King bean, string bean.
He looks like every other pathetic motherfucker in that audience. That's what he looks like.
Keen Gene. Yeah, none of these guys. How big is your butt? Let's take a look. Oh, by the way, I have to say, your physique is quite excellent. I'm very proud. advice that I gave you about, and you took up some sign spinning. It is great for exercise. You can tell by your physique that you've been working stringently on the regimen I have set for you. So good on you, sir.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. T-Rock set me on the path to become the great minister that I am. That's right. We go way back 10 years plus.
Sami Zayn and Chad Gable are teaming up.
Away again. And Sami Zayn is nothing. Hits on Sami Zayn.
And what are they going to do with Chad Gable? They had a chance. They missed
it. It was revealed tonight that Sami Zayn gave Chad Gable a match for next week.
SmackDown General Manager Nick Aldis. Why isn't he wrestling? Is he not allowed anymore?
Is that guy that got to, like...
Nick Aldis. He's the biggest... What's his name? He's the strong guy. Nick Aldis. He was in TNA.
Yeah.
He was... Magnus.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Magnus. Yeah. No, I don't know why, man. But yeah, he's in a role, you know, he's in an authoritative role.
Oh, okay. Well, this next match is between the man, Jade Cargo, and then Chelsea Green. So I don't know which one is which. Don't care. Jade Cargo wins.
Yeah, Jade Cargo beat the shit out of her in two moves. It was a 12-second match.
Fatal four-way number one contenders match for the World Heavyweight Championship. So Ricochet is main eventing and Finn Balor is not. Why is Ricochet and Jey Uso in there? Bronson Reed. Why is not Finn Balor? He's a former, like, it doesn't make any sense. Who the fuck is Ricochet? Who is Bronson Reed? Jey Uso. Like, all these people. So these are the next people we're going to see, apparently, facing Cody Rhodes.
Yeah, this is the new era. The new Triple H era.
These guys are going to all be facing Cody Rhodes. And if you think that he's going to lose until The Rock, Cody's going to keep the title until he faces The Rock. He's not going to lose it. And The Rock's going to – it's so stupid. You now know that he's no way he's losing it to Bronson Reed. He's not going to lose the title to Ricochet. Nobody's going to lose to any of these fucking people. Like, The Rock is the only one that Cody could lose to, because otherwise, what a stupid champion. Anyway, that's Raw. Let me ring the bell. That's the end of that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give Raw. What do you give Raw? Let's get your results and your thoughts on the weekend.
I'm going to give it a 5 out of 10, man. It was pretty weak for a Monday night after Raw, after WrestleMania, whatever the hell.
Yeah, I'm going to say that I would say it's a 5 out of 10, too. First of all, no surprises, no corpses coming down from the ceiling. No surprises at all. No special returns. No huge pop moments. R-Truth is a huge pop moment, but there's a whole bunch of people that I don't think people really cared about. There's a few matches like Shinsuke. Why did he lose? Well, because the NXT champion. But then again, nobody knows who the NXT champion is. You got to showcase your champions. Like United Wrestling Alliance. There are three champions currently right now. All three of them are frequently showcased, so you know who they are. You know who they are. I don't know who the fuck the NXT champion is, and I don't really give a shit. So are we going to do this every week? What?
What was his name, that guy you said? Dragunov.
What's his name? Jackunov. Yeah, Jackunov. What's his name? Ilya Dragunov. Ilya checking off versus Shinsuke Nakamura. What the fuck? Oh, this is I'm my brain. Jacking off is the NXT champion. Right. It's fucking
the fuck
beautiful.
Oh, that's gotta be intentional, man.
Dragging off, jacking off, fucking off, whatever. Tuning off. Listen,
yeah,
we'll do this again.
This off,
we'll do this again in a couple weeks, or maybe next week, or whenever. But Monday Night Fallout is officially back. And if KV or Double L even want to come, I don't know what the hell's wrong with them. But whatever. This was fun. And maybe next week we just do a quick show, or maybe not, whatever. But just look for us here. Minister, do you have anything to say before we close you out?
Just close me out, man, but go check me out at, you know, Friendly Fire Cigar Saturday morning, 10 a.m. And then also don't forget to listen to those guys over there at Full Tilt Boogie Show this Friday night. Check your local listings. And also, don't forget about Chucky Pigskin and Old Hollywood and his
Pigskin
father,
Nation
from Brooklyn. Yeah, Pigskin Nation returns this week for the draft, a pre-show draft show. And then I guess we come back next week again, something like that. We do it when we want, but yeah, that's how we do it. Thank you for listening. Right on.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the Lake of Fire, Minister of Sinister. And I am T-Rock Plutonium, the world's only sign-spinning luchador, former IWC World Heavyweight Champion, and soon to be the head booker of the United Wrestling Alliance, because I will get in that match. I've spoken to Anon. And we'd like to thank you guys for joining us. Hopefully next time the rest of the crew will join us. If not, who really cares? And like Minister said, there's a whole lot of shows coming up and a whole lot of great things to stay tuned for. So you just want to bookmark this page. You want to like this show page. You want to go to Facebook and like the World Generation Podcast Network, like the United Wrestling Alliance, like all of it. You can even like my page, T-Rock Plutonium. It's on there too. So thank you guys for joining us, and we will see you guys next time right here on Monday Night Fallout, 'cause we return. I'm T-Rock Plutonium. Why? Because it's what makes time travel possible. If you smell what T-Rock is cooking, well, I'll know what I'm cooking. But I'll see you guys next time right here on Monday Night Fallout, only on the World Generation Podcast Network. See you guys.
A presentation of the World Generation Podcast Network.
Number 5 is alive.